From the J.M. Bell & Friends studio in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the J.M. Bell Podcast Broadcast.
Private school vouchers, worst case scenarios. This is J.M. Bell. Now, figuring out worst case scenarios is basically what I do for a living. And with that in mind, I'm completely troubled by the entirety of the voucher program that the chuckleheads from Amway and Walmart have foisted on Utah by buying off Republican legislators. I mean, did you ever think about why they came to Utah with their billions and billions of dollars? I have a clue. First of all, the whole thing, it's troublesome. It's dishonest. And to date, I'm having a very hard time finding someone in the mainstream media that has followed the hypothetical dollar to its figurative end. There are not enough private schools in Utah to deal with a mass influx of new students. So where, oh where, will we find them? Now this is pretty simple math. 93% of Utah students are in public schools. They're packed in pretty tight, too. With low teacher salaries, archaic school planning by the UBOE, goofy behavior by elected school boards, and Republicans running their show up on the Hill with no chance of actually having to be held accountable for their voting behavior, it's little wonder that a lot of people in Utah are desperate to fix things in public education. Now with this in mind, my head snaps to the weird behavior of certain Republican legislators who made policy on charter schools and then went into business building them a few years ago. Totally unethical in my view, but you know, they stayed in the legislature until they had a business plan ready to go and all legal and stuff, and then drifted away to make a boatload of money on the taxpayers' back. I have no doubt that PCE, Amway, and the Walmart cabal will do the exact same thing. They'll come into Utah, they're going to build crappy school after crappy school, and they're all going to have slick brochures and ignorant alumni all on the backs of the taxpayer. It's like having your pyramid scheme insured by the FDIC. Accreditation, college degrees, teacher accountability. This is where I drift into possibly freaking out. I brought up this subject with everyone's favorite on-air voucher whore, Ethan Millard from SLC Spin, and I talked my way through the simple fact that the voucher bill, as it's currently written, is so full of holes that anyone, for any reason and with any agenda, can open a school and receive voucher money. Anyone with any agenda. Because there's no oversight, see? It's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to the day when the doors to the J.M. Bell Academy for the Militant Progressive Gifted Children open. Now, the scenario that pops like a nightmare into my head is a school roster made up of freaks and weirdos from across the United States. Imagine David Koresh teaching comparative religion. Imagine Curtis Algier as teacher's aide to David Duke's diversity studies. Warren Jeffs can teach home ec and women's studies. And Joe Stalin can coach the football team. I mean, Ethan and his ilk, though, they have a plan. It's a mighty and a foolproof plan. Are you ready? If something like this happens, the legislature will make a law against it. Now, never mind that this very bill will violate the hell out of the Utah Constitution by giving money to religious schools. Never mind that the state will face millions in court costs that, if I figure correctly, they'll end up paying for it all out of education funds. Now, on top of it all, the state will add more grounds for lawsuits by discriminating against whatever screwball religion, hate group, or militant progressive school decides to open its doors to take advantage of the state's larder after we pass this damaged and indecipherable piece of legislation. If this voucher bill passes, not only will we see schools kind of like this, but when the legislator makes them against the law, and I think Ethan is showing entirely too much faith in the legislature here, they're all going to sue us. Now, with that happy thought, remember, your vote on Tuesday is more important than you think it is. So take the time and vote.
It hurts, and I am too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.